You are now listening to the Truth Be Told Show with Brandy Kylie.
Thank you for tuning in to the Truth Be Told podcast. As stated, I'm your host, Brandy Kylie, and I share my personal experiences and advice, plus practical tips and strategies to get you to your next level. If you've been keeping up with the podcast, you know that we are doing an inner circle series. So this series is all about my personal circle of influential women who have helped me to level up my mindset and my life. In a day and age where women are becoming, specifically Black women, are becoming the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs in the U.S., where women are taking on more roles other than the traditional ones that they have in the past. And women are just doing the damn thing. I mean, can we just talk about how Miss World, Miss USA, Miss Teen USA, Miss America, I feel like I'm missing somebody, they're all Black women. Like, that just goes to show what season we are in. Not even about to walk into for 2020. Like, this is the season that we are in. So our time is now. And with that being said, I wanted to highlight my own personal circle of women who have helped me to get a different perspective or just encourage me. I have the first episode was my lifestyle design specialist. The second episode was a spiritual advisor. The third episode, just been a friend who was my old college roommate. We kind of have the same background, and so we're able to bounce ideas off of each other. And now on this episode, we have Kim Gentry. Kim Gentry is a young woman, a wife, a mother of two, and she recently started her beauty brand called Kimmy Couture Beauty. So she's the founder and CEO of that, on top of having two young children under the age of five. She has been able to grow her brand at a rapid pace. And what I love about Kim is that she is someone who has no problem executing. And we talked to her on this episode just about her background, her amazing attitude when it comes to faith and family, and how she's been able to build her brand so quickly. Her work ethic is insane. That is why she is my personal push partner. And she's just an all-around beautiful human being. I call her my little ball of sunshine. She's like something that I always want to have in my back pocket, because I know that she is going to make me feel better about whatever it is that I'm going through at the time and make me laugh at the same time. Kim was super nervous about recording because this was her very first podcast interview, but that's okay because that just means that we got the exclusive. So let's get into this interview with Kim.
Okay. So Kim, this episode is going to be all about faith, family, and building a beauty empire. Can you tell everyone who's listening in who you are and what you do?
Cool. I'm Kim, aka Kimmy Couture, and I am the owner and founder of Kimmy Couture Beauty. And I am a mom, a wife. I sell makeup adjacent products, so not actual makeup, but things that help you with your makeup. And so far, I only have one product, but I am building a brand currently. So yeah, that is my whole vibe right now.
That is my whole vibe right now. I just want to let y'all know that prior to us officially recording, she was just casually saying, like, that's how she's just casual Kim. She was like, how old are your children? How old are your children? You have two little ones. How old are they?
Yep, I have a son, and his name is Lynn, and he is 5 years old, just started kindergarten this year. And I have a daughter. She just turned one a few days ago. So she is Liberty. And those are my babies, Lynn and Liberty.
5 and 1. And they're both typically asleep by 8 p.m. Just want to let you know. And the way Kim said it was real casual. Like, I'm struggling today to get Brynn down. I'm like, oh, I got to record these episodes. I like, I got to catch my friends. First of all, I got to catch y'all when I can catch y'all. And so I'm like, Brynn, please eat this food and go to bed. She didn't eat her whole corn dog. I'm like, look, I don't care. Look, God bless you with the half of the food that you had tonight because I have to catch these people.
I literally, like, kept down shots every time they're down by 8. I'm like, whoa, crazy.
Well, look, I just want to let you know that you are someone I was just telling my first guest on this Inner Circle series, Trista, I was just telling her how your execution game is so strong. So we're jumping right in. And can you just tell us, and that's definitely something that I admire about you that I think a lot of people can learn from. What motivates you? Like, what motivates Kimmy Couture?
I think the latest push, I would say, for motivation that I had was just being in a situation I didn't want to be in. So I think for me, I've started and tried to start a lot of things, but this past situation where I was in a job I didn't want to be in, and I just felt like, you know, I recently moved to the East Coast, and we're pretty much going to be here. Like, this is where we're going to be. And so being in a place where I know I'm going to be, every decision is like, okay, is this final? So I'm at a job and I'm like, oh my goodness, like, we're not moving anywhere. I really don't like this job. I really am looking at, like, I'm like, the trajectory of how things are going. Like, I can't take this.
We're not moving anywhere.
I mean, to be completely honest, like, I think my situations have always been pretty decent, although I've wanted, you know, I've always tried things and wanted to go for things, but my situations have always been pretty decent. So this one was kind of like, I can't do this. So that, I think, was one of the biggest motivators. And, you know, yeah, that's pretty much what it was. And having a daughter, for sure, like, I'm like, okay, she's looking at me like, I can't be weak.
No, you made that post on Instagram, and I wish I could pull it up super, super quick. I'm going to see if I can. And I want to read it eventually on this episode. But you were talking about that. You were talking about your daughter and how, like, you had a son, which, oh, my God, he's so cute. He's so adorable. And you were talking about the difference between, you know, having him and then how you were seeing yourself and then having your daughter and then seeing how you were seeing yourself, and it made you pay more attention to how you were showing up as a woman because you knew that a younger version of a young woman was going to be looking up to you, and you were her mom, you were her mother. So, so I guess that motivates you. And then, like you said, being in a situation that you didn't want to be in, which I think is just kind of like God, like, giving that push, like, all right, I'm gonna give you something that is totally not it, so that you can walk in your purpose.
Pause. Okay, so I actually have Kim's actual Instagram post that we were talking about earlier when she was talking about her daughter. The post reads, story time. When I found out I was having a girl, my whole mentality changed. I kind of went insane. Blaine, that's her husband, would give his opinion on my hairstyle, and I literally kirked, like, how am I going to look in front of my daughter letting a man tell me how to wear my hair? I'm not about to be no WAB, which stands for weak ass bitch, in front of my own daughter. She has to be her own person and like what she likes, regardless of what a man thinks of her. And that was her thoughts while she was pregnant with the girl. Then she goes on to say, I started to think about the lessons I wanted her to really understand and how she should never give up on pursuing what she wants in life. Then I thought of what she would look at me and see. My life changed in many ways with my son, but when Liberty came along, I leveled up. She is more than I ever could have dreamed of. She lives up to her name daily in so many ways. I have no words to adequately describe the love I have for Libby. You are living proof that God can and will do exceedingly above all that I could ever ask. You are free to be whoever God made you to be. I will love you endlessly. How could I ever push her to give her all if I never did? Happy birthday, Libby. So that was the post that I was referencing when Kim was just reflecting on life as a mom and being a mother to her daughter. I know so many moms can relate to this and how your entire mindset shifts when you realize that you are actually going to be parenting a little human. So we're going to go into the next part of our conversation, which was finding out who or what has had the single most impact on Kim's life. Let's listen.
Who or what has had the single most positive impact on your life?
Positive, I would say, this sounds so cliche. I hate even saying it, but of course, God, because he's been like directing me a lot throughout my life. Just from the beginning, I have always felt his direction in my life, and he led me to my husband. He led me, led me to different jobs mm-hmm. and situations, mm-hmm. even really bad situations. Like, it's crazy because years later I can look at it and say, oh my gosh, like, that's why you did that. Like, you really put me through that bad situation for this. And then sometimes it's immediate. So, I mean, like, I will say, like, God has had the most profound and positive, like, impact on my life and my relationship with him. And it hasn't always been good. It's been, you know, up and down. And I'm just really grateful for that relationship that we have, because that's really been major key.
Kim's faith is literally paramount to everything in her life. It is literally the foundation that she stands on. And that is also something else that I admire about her. I admire her willingness to share her faith, to share how much God has had a huge impact in her life. No matter where she goes, on any stage, at any level, that will always be Kim. And I'm so proud to say that someone like that is my own personal push partner, making sure that I accomplish my goals, making sure that I don't talk myself out of victory, making sure that I don't succumb to defeat. And so we're going to get into different ways that Kim has personally been supporting me and cheering for me in my corner, and why that is so important for people to have when you are starting out with a business, or you're building a brand, or whatever it is that you're doing, when you're changing from doing the things that you normally do, that you're like in a natural routine and you're like, okay, I'm going to switch things up. I'm going to really pursue my passions or pursue my gifts or start something and just see where it goes. You really have to be able to be strong-minded and know that, okay, there's going to be ups and downs, but you have to be able to push through all of those ups and downs. And it's very, very encouraging and helpful and necessary, honestly, to have someone in your corner that's making sure that you do everything that you set out to do. So let's get into Kim and I's conversation regarding this.
Just want to explain, giving more context to the listeners. So Kim is part of the Inner Circle series, and she is, like, as I said in the intro, she is my personal push partner, meaning that we'll have projects, we'll have things coming up. If even when I was working on my book, and Kim was like, no, B, like, you did that, it's so quick. She was like, now it's time. I told you, she's the executioner. And so she's like, okay, now, you know, you got to promote, you got to do this, you got to do that. And like, really pushing. I'm like, well, Kim, I wrote the book. Like, I'm cool. Like, you know, I created the book, and like, I'm great. Like, no, like, you got to keep going. And even when I was like doing the workshop, and I did not message, I'm like, Kim, I don't know. Like, I'm feeling weird. Mm-hmm. Like, who am I to be doing the workshop? Mm-hmm. And you were like, girl, you're going to kill it. Like, and you were mm-hmm. literally the only person that I talked to that I allowed to pour into me, because I take the certain things that I do, I take seriously, because I know that it's like what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
And I know like how I get the information to do it. And so I'm like, okay, I just protect my energy in that way. But you were the only person mm-hmm. that I was sharing it with, and you were the only person that I shared that that question with, like that fear, wow. that scare, that weakness with. And you know what you did? Like you didn't use it against me. You weren't like, okay, like trying to steer me in a different direction. You were like, no, you got this. Like, what? Are you kidding me? Like, totally like Cali girl, like you're going to be great. And I was like, thank you. You're right. I am. And you know, that is the whole idea behind like having you on the podcast and just letting you know like how impactful it has been, just us pushing each other in that way. So I just want to thank you. Thank you so much, Kimmy.
Oh man, absolutely. Like, thank you, because you know, like the push partner whole thing was just so like new to me, and it helped me so much because I was just like, oh shoot, it's Thursday. I gotta get my list. What did I say I was
right,
gonna do? Make sure I do
right.
it. And just knowing that someone's gonna be there, like, okay, what happened? And then when you actually verbalize your reasons or excuses as to why it wasn't done, they really don't sound like they were real obstacles.
Real quick, how many times do you find yourself making up petty excuses for why you can't do this and you can't do that, myself included, and you really believe them until you don't believe them anymore? Until, as Kim was describing, you are holding yourself accountable. And the easiest way to do that is to get someone else to work with as a push partner, or someone who is kind of working on their thing too, so that you guys can both encourage and push one another. That's where you have the benefit of having Facebook groups, or the benefit of having just different communities of women, whether you're meeting in person or online, that you're all working towards a goal. These are ambitious women, and knowing that, okay, this person is going to hold me accountable for this. Or if I tell them that I'm, you know, launching this on this date, or if I say, okay, this is what I want to do, and I have a timeline that I set out to do it in, that you're having someone that is holding you accountable for that. And as Kim was saying, when you're making excuses for things and you say your excuses out loud, because you have to, let's say you have to report this to your partner, whoever is supposed to be working with you to make sure that you're executing at the time. It could be a partner, it could be a mentor, it could be a business coach, but whatever it is, or whoever it is that is in your life at that moment in time for that accountability, once you're saying those things out loud and actually processing the information, you're like, that's whack. That's not a... So the more that you hold yourself accountable, the more that you can call yourself out and honestly call BS on yourself, the closer you are to getting to your goals and being able to manifest all the things that you want to manifest, whether it's in your vision board, whether it's in your journals, all of the things that are in your heart that you want to do, that you want to set out and accomplish. It's easier to do that once you have someone in your pocket holding you accountable.
So it's like,
right,
when you have to actually say them out loud, you realize how like ridiculous they are. Like, oh, well, this means I had to like go to the post office or something really stupid. Like, I don't know. Like, it just, when you say it, it's just like, oh my gosh, like that was so not even a reason not to finish this or do this. So,
yeah,
I mean, that was really so helpful for me, because it just made me face things, and I felt like I could really be vulnerable with the ideas that I had, which was also very, you know, it's hard to do. Like, you're sensitive about the things that you create. So you're just like you said, like you really have to protect your energy, because sometimes it's all you have when you're trying to create and do things. Like, that's literally all you have. And the one, you're always like, for me, it takes 2 seconds for me to doubt myself and be like, I don't know. So like, let one person, you know, topple that dominoes, and it's like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. That was a terrible idea. Let me throw it away. And it's like, it's that easy.
Right.
It's just like, so you really have to like protect it. So I really felt like I could safely tell you, you know, my ideas or the things I was trying to do without feeling like I was going to backtrack on myself and like maybe not think it was a good idea. So I want to thank you for that, because that is dope. Like, that is not common. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. And I was actually going to ask you, because, you know, you're always encouraging and motivating with your beauty brand that we're going to get to in a minute. We're going to end with a bang. But even on your social media, Since you've been building the brand, your product has come out, you're still infusing encouragement and motivation in what you're doing and who you're talking to, just in how you show up and your social media presence. How, I was going to ask you, how important is your faith? But you've kind of already touched on the fact that, you know, your relationship with God is like the thing that's had the most positive impact on your life. So faith, can you just give us more, a little bit more regarding that? Because I think that's really huge and I think that's super important.
Right. My faith is really important to me. I think that I've always had an interesting relationship with faith. Like, so, I mean, sometimes I feel like, okay, when people, I'm often told, like, you got to have faith, you got to have faith. And it's like, you know, that's kind of like hard to tell someone to have, like, how do you just go to the store and get it? Like, how do you just have faith? Like, but for me, it's like what has brought me the most faith is thinking about what God has done in the past. And so that's true. But then also faith is like, you know, low key, it's like confidence. Like, and how do you gain confidence? Mm-hmm. You really gain confidence by, you know, proving to yourself that you can do things and making those choices mm-hmm. along the way to give yourself faith. And it's like, so for me, faith is my faith in God is of course number one. And then my faith that he can do anything that he says he's going to, that he says he can do, and he can do anything through you. Like, I really, really, really believe that. And like, he really will give you exceedingly abundantly above anything you could ever ask for. And it's like, if you're really believing that,
come on, come on, come on.
Really,
I don't know, even get me started. But like, if you really believe that, like, you gotta, you know, you gotta walk and talk and act like it. And like, you know, I've spent years like doubting myself and spent years thinking I wasn't, I mean, smart enough or savvy enough or like skinny enough. It's going to sound so stupid, but like tall enough, skinny enough, like, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah. And that doesn't sound stupid at all. Yeah.
I mean, it's just what it is. That's how I felt. And I let those things make me feel like literally those feelings put me where I thought I was. So the minute I started thinking differently, and of course it comes with support, like the minute I started seeing myself through the eyes of like, you know, the way God sees me and the way my husband sees me and my kids looking at me, like I have to really like, oh, y'all think I'm popping. Okay, like maybe I can do this. Like, so.
Right, right. And what I was saying before,
like, you know, good.
No. You're absolutely 100% right. And I forgot, I didn't say the actual quote that was a game changer for me that you said, but it's a great segue into this. You said to me, we have been going back and forth, we texting back and forth, we just talking, we just pushing each other, we just, okay.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I was like, Cam, I don't know. I was like, I want to do X, Y, and Z, but my faith isn't there. And I, at the time, I didn't realize it, but in retrospect, I realized that it was really just a cop-out. And you called me out on it, but it really wasn't a call out. You were just speaking your truth. Now I know it's because you actually were speaking from a place of experience. And you said, don't think about faith. This is a quote. Don't think about faith. Think about choices. And the more tiny steps you make, your faith will follow. God can't fail. He literally can't. That means you'll make it. And my eyes started getting watery. And I said, and that's what I mean by the word, the best word that I can say is anointed, because I was like, oh, man, it resonated with me so well, Kim. And I was just like, And I just had to stop in that moment. And it wasn't even about you anymore. That's how much of a vessel you are. I said, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this moment. Thank you, God, for Kim and just her in general. Being able to say that to me in that time was like everything. But it's also something that that to bring it like full circle, it's also something that you were saying that you had to learn, like you had to deal with, like you struggle with that doubt and like second guessing. And like you said, one person could say something, and if you're not that firm and who you are, or what you want to do, or what you think you want to do, one person can say something, and you're like, okay, you're right, that's it.
Right. No, for real.
Absolutely.
And right, like you, for real,
you've gotten better with that. But not even just like getting, you've grown.
Yes.
And so because you did the work, you were able to speak from a place of experience and then speak life into me. Like that was everything. So your faith is literally your pillar. It's your anchor. It's the cornerstone that is, and that's, I think that's a beautiful thing. I don't think that people need to know that to understand that the Lit Glam bag is everything. Like, they don't need to know this. But they don't. Just get the bag. Like, what?
Damn, just get it. What's the big deal, right?
No, I haven't even told you. I was like, I'm going to wait for the podcast. I have not even told you, Kim. I've gotten rid of all of my makeup. It was literally on the floor in a little messy corner, looking raggedy. Like, I've thrown stuff out. Like, I don't wear this. Like, the Lit Glam bag is the only thing that I use for my makeup and my skincare. I'm still doing a video on it, but got to put my life together. Side note. Okay. So, but people they don't need to know about your faith to believe in your products, because you're so A1 that the product speaks for itself. But the fact that you are, seriously, but the fact that you are sharing this and, like, giving me, honestly, like, the inside scoop as you're building this brand, I appreciate, too, because I know, like, you're already successful, but you're going to be, like, super successful. So, that being said, we talked about how you're a mom and how you're a wife. How has, I guess we kind of touched on how motherhood has molded you into who you are. Let's talk about Blaine. Okay. How important is it? No, I'm going to give my brother his props. How important is it to have a spouse that supports your dreams, your goals, and your ambitions? I know that you kind of work with your husband behind the scenes with the brand and the things that you're doing. How important is it to have someone in your corner? Like you said, like, you know, like, you may not be feeling like you popping, but your husband, your kids, they're like, no, you're popping, mama, you popping, wife. So, like, how important is it to have someone in your corner that supports your dreams and goals?
I mean, I would say, like, as far as marriage is concerned, like, I would say, not only is it, like, important, but I would go as far to say it's literally impossible to do it without, because the little things, okay, so, like, when I'm building this whole thing that I'm doing, there's late nights where, okay, there's skipped dinners. There's a time where I didn't cook for, I'm not saying that the woman has to cook, but I personally
cooking,
so that was my thing.
Right, me too.
So I had to literally bow out of duties that were household things. Like, let's say he wasn't supportive, he didn't think it was cool. Like, he literally, logistically, it just wouldn't work. So, like, before we even could get to the part where it's, like, emotional support and, like, everything else, like, financial, like, simple task of saying, hey, like, I can't put them down tonight, or I can't, we're not going to be able to Netflix for months. Like, we're not even watching shows together. You know, like, the time, like, we sacrifice, like, our time together, our family, like, our, you know, the things that we do in our home, and it's just like, there's a lot of sacrifice that happens. So coming out of one of the hard parts of building this was looking and saying, like, wow, like, you know, it really couldn't have happened without his support and his love and his, like, you know, like, I just posted a makeup look, and it's so funny because, like, Blaine will watch my videos and he's like, oh, you went off on this one, you went off on that. I'm like,
yay for spouses who support one another. I just wanted to highlight that because, like I said before, Kim is a mom, she is a wife, and many moms and wives know that there's so many responsibilities that you have. So taking time away from your family, whether it's just your typical family routines that you're doing, whether it's cuddle time on the couch, Netflix and chilling, and saying, okay, I'm really going to spend this time working on my computer or setting up this website or making sure my product is exactly right. It does take a level of patience and understanding from the spouse and from your partner or boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever it may be. Now, we haven't really gotten into what this product is. What is the Lit Glam Bag? So, Kim, we're going to end this conversation talking about the beauty brand that she's building and her very first product that she created, which is absolutely functional and amazing. It is literally everything. You can find out more information about this product on HelloKimmyCouture.com. But let's get into Kim and I's conversation about this.
Wow. And thank you for sharing that, because I think that we hear so much crap about relationships, and people mm-hmm. always take the angle of relationships where it's like either like lack. So like you're not in one, and this is what you need to do to get a man, be in one. And it's like,
right.
okay, well, I can be single and be popping and be great. And then,
right.
or they give it to you where it's like, oh, you're in a relationship, but you know, all of this is going on. It's like drama, 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 drama. And so mm-hmm. just thank you for, because I love Black love and I love love in general. So thank you for sharing that just about your specific situation and in the relationship that you have with your husband, the fact that he's supportive of what you're doing and you're supportive of mm-hmm. him, and you guys have made sacrifices. Like mm-hmm. that is what I think the conversation should be about relationships, because it's realistic, but it's also hopeful.
Yeah.
It's not like
right.
Because some people are like, oh, it ain't gonna matter, no way, like I don't need to, you know, kind of like have like a negative energy relationship, but like
right.
it can work. It's a give and take,
yes, absolutely.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and having someone that supports you is super, super important. If you could describe your brand in three words,
oh, shoot.
What would it be? I'm interested to hear this.
I would say quality.
Killed you. That's what I'm saying. That's how Kimmy comes out. That's how she comes out the gate. What did I thought she was going to say? What
you thought she was going to say?
I can't build you. Okay, sorry. I would say quality.
Man, practical, and of course, I mean, I'm going to use the word glam. I'm going to use that word, but
perfect.
I want to use it lightly, though, because I don't want anyone to think, like, you have to be, like, into makeup, like, you don't have to be this, quote-unquote, glam gal to, like, you know, it's just, it's practical,
yeah.
it's, you know what I mean, like, whatever, so.
You know
sure.
what I mean, whatever, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It is. But I do, all jokes aside, I do like the words that you use, and I'm going to repeat them. Quality, okay, mm-hmm. so out the gate. Practical, though, right? And
mm-hmm.
also glam. And that's how I felt. I agree with those three words. That's exactly what I felt when I was in the airport in Jamaica, and I mean in Chicago. It was early in the morning, and I remember you saying that you were in the airport. This is the first
mm-hmm.
introduction that I got of the glam bag, because you were like, I was in the airport, I had all these makeup bags, and you were mad, and you were like, if I just had one, whatever, and, like, you can tell that story, but, like, I thought about you, and I was
mm-hmm.
like, okay, I have the bag, and I was like, man, this is super practical, and I didn't put on makeup, so it doesn't
mm-hmm.
have to be glam, to your point that you
mm-hmm.
were saying, but I did put on my skin cream, and
mm-hmm.
I had the mirror to do it, and so I was, like, rubbing in my little skin
yes,
cream,
girl.
My face cream for the morning, and I was just like, oh, this is everything. I didn't have to go to the bathroom. I didn't have to deal with bathroom smells. Like, I had everything
right.
on me, and it was with me on my carry-on, and Zach was like, why are you, like, I was like, no, because I hate checking my makeup. Like, I hate it gives me
yes.
anxiety putting my makeup under the blanket. So the fact that I'm like, no, this is my life. Like, this little bag
right.
is my life, okay? So
mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm taking it with me. It's cute. It's sleek. I love the logo. Girl. Like, you know, I'm like a branding person. So I love everything about it. But I just had to say that. So I agree. I agree with the three words. Quality, practical, and glam. Okay, so before we go, Kim, quickly, you know, give us a rundown of the, we've been talking about the whole time. Tell us all about Kimmy Couture, your brand, and where people can find you and your social media handles.
Yay. So, okay, my brand is a beauty brand, of course. So my first product is called a Lit Glam Bag, and it's a travel makeup or toiletry bag that has a light in it, an LED light, and it has a mirror in it. And it's a waterproof case with sections, and it's pretty dope. And it's, like, my perfect idea of what a travel bag could be. So, like Brandy said, I was in the airport, and and I was, like, getting ready to land. And, I mean, you're about to get off a long flight to L.A., and I was just like, oh, my gosh, like, I look so busted. Like, I don't want to use the airport bathroom. I don't want to use the bathroom on the plane. Like, it's just, mm-hmm. it's bad. Like, I had a compact and, like, all this different stuff, and I was just like, dang, like, the perfect item right now would be, and, of course, in my head, it was the bag that I created now, which is the Lit Glam bag. So please check that out. It's so dope. I'm really in love with it. Like, honestly, developing it was a lot of fun. Like, I was just like, oh, this is so dope. So, like, anyway, my Instagram is Kimmy Couture, and also shop Kimmy Couture on Instagram. And you can find the bag there. You can find me there. I do some beauty blogging. I have a YouTube. It's like, that's basically my whole thing. And you can find everything there. Either way you go, if you look up Kimmy Couture, that's KimmyKouture, and that's where you'll find me.
I just realized I forgot. I didn't ask Kimmy to sing. Yes, she can sing too. Talk about a multi-talented woman. Her brother has one of the most amazing voices I've heard, and he's trained some of your favorite stars, but that's neither here nor there. To find out more information about Kimmy Couture, make sure, as she stated, that you can follow her on Instagram at Kimmy Couture, KimmyKouture. And her brand is Shop Kimmy Couture on Instagram, or you can just go to HelloKimmyCouture.com and you will see the Lit Glam Bag there. It is a perfect, perfect gift for the holidays. And like we said, right now it is only $47, not including shipping. And yeah, get your life, okay? Get your life. To the listeners of this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Brandy Kylie, and that was the fourth interview and episode from the Inner Circle series featuring Kim Gentry, aka Kimmy Couture, of the Kimmy Couture beauty brand. Please make sure that you support. Now, we have one more interview in this series. This one is going to be good. I'm opening up and getting super vulnerable about imposter syndrome and just my own personal journey of growing my brand and building everything that I've built up until this point. So you don't want to miss out on this next episode. Talk to you guys on the next one.
Boom, I'm doing you like you do me. Boom. That's it.
I literally boom everybody like us.
The fact, the boom,
like,
you just
like, I see sparks, and I'm just like, yeah, girl, boom, let's do it.